2-month-old collective has just declared this bar-filled Parisian street, Rue de l'Ap, a safe zone for women. Posters propped up on cardboard that roughly read, "No jerks here," in French slang, block off both sides of the pedestrian street.
Every day, every girl in France can have this problem, can go in the street and have trouble. Every time you go out, you can be always afraid.
That was Anne-Marie, one of the several dozen women here who's faced sexual harassment in the metro, in cafes or bars, and on Parisian streets. She's come out to help raise awareness among women, men, and bar owners in this busy part of the city. In 2013, a French study found that 1/4 of French women 18 to 29 years old are scared when they walk on the street, while 1 in 5 women suffered verbal harassment in the past year, and 1 in 10 said they had been kissed or touched against their consent.
We have flyers to explain how to prevent aggression, because we want to start with the worst situation.
There's wide consensus here that metro stations are where many of the women feel most vulnerable. Alice says that an incident last week in the French city of Lille looms over the day's action.
During 30 minutes, the woman has been followed by this man, and the man tried to touch her and to kiss her. And it lasted 30 minutes in front of many people. And no one acted, no one wanted to do anything to prevent it.
The 29-year-old woman fled at the next station, but her attacker chased her and continued his assault on the street until a driver of a passing car stopped to help. A suspect was charged and has been sentenced to 18 months in prison. The group hopes that education at the grassroots level will help change attitudes towards sexual harassment in public places and put an end to the passive bystander. Similar collectives have sprouted up worldwide, and increasingly they are using technology to help spread their efforts. Alice says the problem is no worse in Paris than other cities.
I used to live in Montreal before, Copenhagen or Barcelona, and I would say, okay, sometimes there are differences between countries, but it's not only Paris, it's not only the student streets of Paris, it's more or less everywhere.
So far, the group has paired up with around 20 French bars to help establish safe zones for women. Eventually, they'd like to develop a phone app so people can easily locate supporting night spots. They've also plastered posters in different parts of the city that read, "My mini skirt does not mean yes, and whistling at me is not a compliment." Ulfa is another girl who has just joined, and it's her first time going out with the collective.
I was walking down the street, and 4 guys just told me, "Hey, you're beautiful," and in 10 minutes, 4 guys. And I think I have the right to dress as I want. I think it's time to show up what we think.
The collective's leader, Héloïse Duché, says she wants to create safe zones for women in partnership with bars, festivals, and eventually public transportation to help fill in the gaps of the city's policy on street harassment, which primarily embraces prevention methods.
A law concerning equality between men and women has been promulgated. France's Minister for Women's Rights said that she didn't wish for it to penalize street harassment. We don't necessarily contest her decision. However, she says the solution is education, and so in French schools there's a program in place called the ABCs of Equality. This is a positive step, but we can't wait 15 years for street harassment to stop.
She adds that the collective isn't here to moralize people, but that everyone must understand the difference between yes and no, and that a miniskirt never means consent. For RFI, this is Alexandra Waldhorn in Paris.